This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. When the Lord is formed in you more and more, guess what happens? That's how the enemy's works are destroyed. See, deliverance is not just, you know, laying hands, casting the devil out of someone. Deliverance is getting Christ in someone. Paul said, I travail till Christ be formed in you. Hear me. When Christ is more and more formed on the inside of you, his nature, he will destroy the work of the devil. He will destroy your past, which is dark. He will destroy the power of sin. Sin will have no dominion over you. And he will destroy every curse. Is Christ formed in you? You have to understand, you can't be cursed. How can you curse what God has blessed? There's no way possible that someone can curse you when God has blessed you. It's like an invisible wall around you. They can try to curse you. They can speak words against you, try to do things against you, but God will bring it to naught because you are destined to be blessed. Come on, tell somebody, I'm blessed. Can't be cursed. There's an example in the scripture. You've heard me say it before. When Balaam was given lots of money and reward to curse Israel, and he finally come to the conclusion, he said, listen, you didn't pay me all this money. I done tried everything I know, but I've come to this conclusion. You cannot curse what God has blessed. Tell somebody, I'm blessed. Come on, tell somebody else, I'm blessed. Now, if you can push all the other negative stuff, all the experiences we've had in the past, stuff that didn't work, wrong decisions we've made, you know, relationships that failed, all kind of stuff. You can push that out of your mind and say, you know what? This is a new season of a Kairos. It's another grace coming upon me. Amen. Come on, can you do that this morning? Push those thoughts out and know that a new season has begun. God don't hold stuff against you. I said, God doesn't hold stuff. There's a sea called the sea of forgetfulness. God throws us in there, puts up a sign, says no fishing, no boating, off limits, no trespassing. Come on, it's a new Kairos. It's a new grace. Enter into it. It's a new grace. The challenge sometimes, things hold on to people until Christ is formed. The more Christ is formed, the less of a grip old thoughts, old ways, old things have, but Christ has to be formed. More and more he's formed, the more you break out, the less you are limited, the less you are bound by anything that the enemy has or has done in the past. I want to wind up with this here. The first dimension we looked at was the dimension of conquest, where we have success in whatever we do and wherever we go. Let that come out of your mouth right now. Say this with me. Say, I have success. Good success in whatever I do and wherever I go. Let that be your MO. Let that be your calling card. God has promised me good success in whatever I do and wherever I go. It don't matter where I go. I'm going to have success. Good success. Amen. And it's success from God's perspective, not a humanistic perspective. See, the world would have looked upon the crucifixion as defeat, and they still do, much of the world. How could a God be crucified? They didn't understand. He took the sin of the world on himself. He became sin. Come on, think about it a minute. Jesus was not born of a woman or a man. No egg cell involved, no sperm involved. So his blood was different. His blood was conceived by the Holy Ghost. Now you talk about holy blood. Sinless blood that knew no sin. Sin couldn't touch it. So he lived 33 years sinless. Not a thought of sin. As a man in a body. In order to redeem what Adam lost, he walked through. Yeah, he got tired. He was subjected to feelings that we have, yet without sin. There were times he might have wanted to cuss the Pharisees out. Like sometimes you wanted to cuss somebody out. Or do something evil, right? Just look straight ahead and say amen. It's true. But see, he didn't even have the thought. The thought couldn't lodge there. The enemy might have presented it, but he didn't entertain it. Because he was without sin. There was something running in his blood that sin couldn't attach itself to. But see, on the cross, he chose. Nobody could take his life. Nobody could do him harm. If he chose not to, they could have never touched him. But he said, it come the time now for me to lay down my life. I'm going to become your sin. He became sin, a sinless body. A sinless man became sin. That's why he said the words, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? That's the time the Father turned from him. The only time of separation. Because see, that's what happened with man. When man fell, he separated himself from God. So when Jesus became sin, he was separated. But see, now he had paid the penalty because he had committed no sin. The sin now was nailed to the cross. Now look here, the devil was rejoicing. See, the devil was rejoicing that, hey, we killed him, we got him. They didn't know what was about to happen. We got him. They were having a party in hell. Let me say, they thought they had him. The Bible says this is how it went. Had the princes of this world knew what was about to be kicked off, what was about to happen, another Kairos, if they'd have known, they would not have crucified him. They would have left him to himself. But when he was crucified, now that corn of wheat fell in the ground and died. But now it's able to reproduce after itself. Millions and millions and billions, maybe even billions, just like him. So the enemy made a mistake in crucifying him. We know the story, but you have to understand that. He became sin for us, died in our place, that the second death would have no power over us. Now look here. I said this Wednesday night. He went down into the lower parts of the earth. At the time, paradise was in the lower part of the earth. Remember the rich man and Lazarus? As a matter of fact, there was only a gulf between paradise and hell. All the patriarchs were held in that place called paradise, Abraham's bosom. Because the rich man could look over and see Lazarus and said, Lazarus, go dip your finger in some water, please, and come and touch my tongue because I'm in torment in this flame. You know, he couldn't do that. But when Jesus died, he went down into the earth like Jonah went into the belly of the whale for 3 days, but he had work to do down there. First thing he did, he went into the place where the spirits, evil spirits are, and he didn't preach the gospel. Now, in Jude it says preach, but you have to read the proper interpretation. He proclaimed something. He wasn't trying to get nobody saved down there. No, these were lost. These were the lost ones. He went and proclaimed himself King of Kings and that he had come and he had brought deliverance. Then he went down where Lucifer was, Satan was, and then he demanded keys. Amen. Come on, he did all of this while those 3 days, while his body lay in the tomb. This is what he did. He went down and he demanded, give the keys back that you have stolen from my servant Adam. give the key, and the devil had to give the keys back. Come on, he don't have the keys anymore. He don't have the keys of death and hell anymore. He don't have the keys of life. He don't have none of that. All that Jesus took back. I gave a little example Wednesday night. Maybe you'll catch it if you didn't catch it Wednesday night, of how I picture this went on down there. Because as Jesus took the keys from him and was walking away, the devil ran behind him and ran and fell at his feet behind him, begging, that's right, please have mercy upon us. And in so doing, he hit his head on his heel. And like Genesis 3:15 says, he will bruise his heel, but he's going to bruise his head. I know you may not see it like that, but see, I see it like that. That's why he bruised his head. He took the authority back. Bruised his headship. No longer was he ruler over anything. Do you know he's defeated today, right? That's why we are conquerors. So I want you to enter your promised land. I want you to enter this Kairos full of confidence. Come on, don't be afraid. Don't let fear linger. Don't be afraid of failure. Don't be afraid of things not working out. No, things are going to work. Tell somebody, things are working out for me right now. Come on, like the song we sing, everything is working together for my good. Come on, everything is working right now together for my good. I said everything right now is working together for my good in Jesus' name. Now give him praise if you believe. Come on, give him praise, praises. I declare it's working. I tell you what, let me give you a good piece of advice. I have learned, and I'm still learning this, how to just let God work stuff. I stopped trying to figure stuff out. Well, God got to do this and this. No, I stopped all that. I don't live in the past. And I don't live too far in the future. I live in the present. I'm embracing the moment. And in so doing, I enjoy my journey. Come on, you listen. Enjoy your journey. Embrace him in the present. See, the present is a gift. The future's in his hand. The past is history. Enjoy your journey.
We've come to the close of Seven Dimensions of Conquest Part 2, Knowing a New Kairos of God. Your new season is coming with great abundance. You no longer have a slave mentality, but a conquering mentality. The word says in 1 Chronicles 12:32, the children of Issachar had understanding of the times and knew what Israel ought to do. As we allow God to be formed more and more in us, this is how we destroy the enemy. The more Christ is formed, the less you are limited and the less you are bound. No one and nothing can curse what God has already blessed. Jesus went down to hell and took the keys of the kingdom back from the enemy.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will